Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world as a yoga avatar in this age of Kali Yuga to spread the yoga dharma of the chanting of the holy name. Right from his appearance, even before his appearance, he made what to speak of the devotees, but even the smartas and other atheistic people who would otherwise never utter the holy names of Govinda, Pundrikaksha, Madhava, Keshava. They would never chant. But due to the eclipse, he made them chant the holy names of the Lord while they were taking bath in the Ganges. So even before his appearance, he made people chant the holy names. At the time of his appearance, he made the people chant the holy name. After he appeared, all the ladies of Navadvip had to chant the holy name to stop, make the child stop from crying. So even as a baby, he cried loudly in order to induce everyone to chant the holy name. That was his preaching. So when he became a teacher of the students of Navadvip, although he played the part of Tarkika Shiromani, the crest jewel of all logicians for a short while, very soon he obtained initiation from Isharapuri and returned back as a young man haunted with love of God. Subsequently, he explained every word in Sanskrit to have the root meaning of Krishna. And he said, nothing in this world is disconnected from Krishna. And he told the students, now you all wind up your books and notebooks. It is useless to be studying this logic. Better let us chant and dance to the tune of the holy name. So he chanted the Harihara Nama Krishna and chanted many, many names of Krishna and taught them how to perform the Sankirtan. Subsequently, he became the apple of eye of everybody in Navadvip. He said, why only we are chanting and dancing in Shiva Sangan only during the day? Why should we be sleeping and wasting our human form of life in the night? So let us chant and dance in the night also. So in this way, day-long kirtan, night-long kirtan was going on in Shiva Sangan, and he showed his full-blown manifestation of love of God to all his pure devotees in his intimate association. Then, very soon, the Gaur Nithai Milan happened at the Nandanacharya's home, where both the divine lords Krishna Balaram in the form of Gaur Nithai chanted and danced the holy name and opened the flood of love of God for the entire world to taste also, and not keep it hidden within the Shiva Sangan alone. Just like the Rasa Stali is Shiva Sangan. Similarly, Krishna not only exchanges loving dance with the gopis, but that nectar of Krishna's association was made openly available for all the people of the world through the chanting of the holy name by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Subsequently, when he took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, that is another place from where Mahaprabhu reached out to the South India, where he chanted Krishna, 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 hey. And he made all people chant the entire South India. He made them Krishna conscious. When he returned back, he participated in the Rath Yatra and chanted and danced. And every day his pastime was in the morning to get up, go to Jagannath's temple, perform Sankirtan, go and meet in Siddha Bakul, Namacharya, and meet his devotees and chant and dance and hear the beautiful verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That was his famous pastime. Chant, dance, then eat some prasadam with devotees and again hear the verses of Bhagavatam, again chant and dance. And he made Namacharya, the chanter, the acharya of the holy name, chanting 3 lakh names a day. And all his followers were chanting either 1 lakh or 2 lakh or 3 lakh names. And Mahaprabhu declared, if somebody wants me to come to their home for prasadam, they have to be a lakhpati, he said. Lakhpati means one who chants 1 lakh names. Only such a person can invite me to his home. So in this way, Mahaprabhu made all his followers chant the holy name and spread the holy name. And Mahaprabhu, as a yoga avatar, a spreader of the holy name, he even made the animals in Jharkhand to chant and dance. The tigers and the deers and the elephants. In this way, his entire life was spent in awarding the garland of the holy name upon all the living entities of the entire globe. So therefore, one of our meditations in this period of Gaur Purnima could be that the Lord, Supreme Lord Krishna, has descended in this world to award us the holy name. Let us not reject this gift, but take this gift seriously and approach the holy name attentively. Because yajñātvā na punarmoham evam yāsyasi pāṇḍava. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, punaha moham means again falling back into illusion. Let that not happen, because once we were an illusion and we were awakened by the mercy of the Guru Parampara, and right now we are awake, let us not again fall back into illusion because of neglect of the holy name. Let the holy name be attentively chanted and gratefully received, and let the holy name keep us all alive. This can be our consciousness during this period, because Lord Chaitanya's mercy has been always flooding in this Kali Yuga, but especially on his appearance day and the following days, naturally his mercy is all the more flowing. So the holy name is the central substance of Mahaprabhu's award. Harinam Prabhu ki.